Remember, I'll always love you. Charlie Lawton didn't cry at her husband's burial. She'd done her crying already when it first happened and then at the funeral. In the aftermath of his horrible death, she'd wept buckets, and she was all cried out, so she just watched the proceedings numbly. They'd earlier given her all the graveside options. She could have the minister say another prayer, this one brief, and then she could depart immediately for a somber reception at which the mourners would be given food and drink and a final chance to murmur inadequate words of comfort to Eric Lawton's widow. Or she could remain and watch as the hastily chosen coffin was lowered into the ground. She could then pick a flower from the funeral wreath that she herself had purchased only 2 days earlier from within a fog and through anguish-smeared vision. She could toss this flower into the grave, which would encourage the other mourners to do likewise, and then she could walk off to the waiting limousine. Or she could remain for every second of the burial, right down to the moment when the backhoe, parked at a discreet distance, rumbled across the lawn to the grave. She could stay until the vault was sealed and the soil was packed and the squares of lawn replaced. She could even watch them affix the plastic tag to a pole that would mark the site until the gravestone arrived. She could read his name, Eric Lawton, as if that might help her absorb the fact that he was gone. And she could fill in the rest herself. Eric Lawton, beloved husband of Charlotte. Eric Lawton, dead at 42.